I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ethiopia has declared a state of emergency, calling on citizens to protect the capital, Addis Ababa, from advancing rebel groups. On Friday, nine distinct political and ethnic groups joined an alliance against Ethiopia's central government. Meanwhile, soldiers from neighboring Eritrea have used the chaos to cross the border and target Christians. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
the back and forth in Ethiopia is kind of providing cover for attacks on churches and on Christians, because right now you don't have to say, I burned down a church. You can say, hey, there's a war going on and the church got burned down.
Eritrean soldiers have raided refugee camps in Ethiopia, in some cases recapturing Eritreans who fled an oppressive government in the past. Pray for peace in Ethiopia and ask God to strengthen those who've been imprisoned in Eritrea. And the United Nations has condemned a decision by the Israeli Minister of Defense to label six Palestinian human rights groups as terrorist organizations. Jonathan Kitab serves on the board of Bethlehem Bible College and also founded one of these six organizations. He says,
the one I'm associated with, Al-Haq, is a human rights organization. It documents human rights violations. It urges people to follow international law. It works for equality and for peace and for nonviolence.
Other organizations on the list advocate for women and children or work with research in agriculture. Kitab says these organizations have been preparing reports on war crimes related to the fighting this spring when artillery fire into Gaza killed hundreds. Pray the love of Palestinian believers would point others to Christ. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional for women written by women, and it uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.